Hi, I'm Femi Oke. Today on the stream, the story of Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai and what happened when she posted allegations of being sexually abused by a high-ranking Chinese Communist Party official. So, this is a big story because Peng Shuai is a big star. Let's take a look at some of her achievements. She has won the Wimbledon doubles. She's won the French Open doubles. She has been ranked number one in women's doubles in the world. That was back in 2014. And a three-time Olympian. Peng Shuai is extremely famous in China. She is a huge celebrity. So when she posted on November the 2nd those allegations, she disappeared from public view. In the last few days, posts have been arriving about her. But who's doing the posting? And is she okay? Questions that our guests will be able to answer later. Victor, Yacho, nice to have you here. Thank you for being part of the stream today. Later, please introduce yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do.
Hi, I'm Leita Hong Fincher, the author of two books on women's rights in China. Most recently, Betraying Big Brother, The Feminist Awakening in China. And before that, Leftover Women, the Resurgence of Gender Inequality in China.
Thank you for being with us. Welcome back to the stream, Victor. Always nice to see you. Please remind our audience who you are, what you do.
Hello, everyone. Very happy to see you. This is Victor Gao, based in Beijing. I'm a current affair commentator in Beijing.
All right. And Yacho, nice to have you here. Please introduce yourself to our audience. Tell them who you are and what you do.
Hi, my name is Yacho Wang. I am a senior China researcher for Human Rights Watch. I cover human rights issues in China.
So the name Peng Shuai has been all over international news in the past couple of days. If you've got questions and comments about this story, our guests are here to help you. Put your comments right here and I will do my best to include them in today's show. Let's start out with the allegations. That post that Peng Shuai put up didn't stay up for very long, only about half an hour. I'm just wondering, Yacho, can you tell us what was in the post? What was so incendiary that it had to be taken down immediately?
Well, first I would say, you know, this is a very personal, emotional post detailing, you know, how first that the former vice premier of China, Zhang Gaoli, forced Peng Shuai to have sex with her. Then they developed a relationship. But there were a lot of emotion and details, and it's, you know, very personal.
So I'm going to start with a timeline. So we start on November the 2nd with that post and then just go over the last couple of days. Victor, I want you to help me understand how the Chinese authorities are handling this scandal. So here's the post. It didn't stay up for very long, about half an hour, about that high-ranking Chinese official. And then we started to see from official Chinese media pictures of Peng Shuai and a dinner with her coach going to a youth tournament. All of these pictures started to appear as people were asking, where is Peng Shuai? That last one is a video that was had with the IOC and Peng Shuai. We didn't hear the details of the video, but we saw the pictures of the video, and that was on Sunday. Victor, how do we understand how this, it's a scandal, is being handled by the Communist Party in China?
Well, first of all, allow me to say we all know by now that Peng Shuai is in China. She's in Beijing. She is alive. She's well. And this is what matters the most. Now, what she said at the beginning of this month is, as mentioned by the other panelists, highly personal. And when it surfaced, of course, because it is personal, because it involved more than two persons, it could be treated in another way in China. There is a process in China. If you allege someone did something to you, you can do this in multiple ways, posting writing on the internet is one of the many ways, and each way of dealing with this will trigger different consequences. I'm so happy that we all know that Peng Shuai is a household name in China. She's highly liked and she's highly respected. She's known not only in China, she's known everywhere. And I'm pretty sure Peng Shuai will continue to be very famous, very well liked, and very well respected throughout the world. This is what matters the most. And I hope events like this will not be highly publicized or politicized, because that's not the most constructive way to deal with such highly personal matters to start with, and privacy need to be respected. And privacy is what matters when you have, you know, very, very personal things, okay, emotional things like this.
So I'm just going to share this with you later. This is from one of our viewers who've been following this story. On my laptop, Vincent comments, the Chinese government just want to force her not to further comment on the rape issue. Again, the world shouldn't allow that to happen. She and her family must be evacuated immediately for the truth to be heard. So Victor is saying the most important thing is that she's safe and well and we love her. She's a big celebrity in China. You are saying what? Because that allegation is sitting out there, and also her social media was scrubbed on November the 2nd.
Right. So Victor said that Peng Shuai is alive and well. Well, I think that these propaganda pictures show that she is alive, but I hardly think that she is well. We haven't heard directly from Peng Shuai at all. I mean, remember that she posted her lengthy accusation accusing former Vice Premier Zhang Gaoli of sexually assaulting her. She posted this very lengthy accusation on November 2nd. That was a long time ago. And then they scrubbed it instantly, and we haven't heard from her at all. I have no doubt that Chinese security agents have been working on her, probably interrogating her, probably. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they've been threatening her, threatening members of her family. And so they've been working on her, preparing her to make these appearances solely for propaganda's sake. And of course, the Chinese people haven't seen any of or the vast majority of these images. So I don't believe that she is well. We certainly can't ascertain whether or not she is well. And I actually agree. She should be allowed to leave China. And even if she leaves China, she's probably very worried about her own family members.
Yacha, I'm just wondering, this is not the first time that a celebrity from China has disappeared from public view. To the best of your knowledge, what happens in that kind of situation?
Well, I mean, I totally agree with Leda. You know, what this video shows is that, you know, Peng Shuai is alive, but we can't say that she's well, because there have been so many incidences before where a human rights lawyer, a journalist, a writer, who firstly were disappeared by the government, then they re-emerged on some kind of video, either confess to their crimes or say, you know, I'm doing well. Then some of those people, they later left China. They recanted their story and say that, you know, under that circumstance, I was forced to say that I was doing well. I was forced to confess to crimes that I have never committed. So we must understand the Peng Shuai videos in that context, given that history.
Victor, let me share this with you. I'm sure you've been scouring the internet, as I have, trying to work out what has happened to Peng Shuai. But from your perspective, you're looking at how China is perceived elsewhere in the world. And I want to show you this. This is from CGTN Official. And this is an email sent to Steve Simon, the World Tennis Association chairman. I'm just going to click on this email. I just want you to tell us what you think about this as crisis management. This apparently comes from Peng Shuai. If the World Tennis Association publishes any more news about me, Women's Tennis Association, excuse me, please verify it with me and release it with my consent. As a professional tennis player, I thank you all for your companionship and consideration. It goes on and on. Victor, do you truly believe that Peng Shuai actually sent this email, or are there other forces intervening here?
Well, I mean,
this is for Victor, because I know, ladies, what you have to say about this. Victor, go ahead.
Thank you very much. First of all, there are several things I want to emphasize. First of all, I trust Peng Shuai, and I trust that she cares about tennis in China and in the world. She cares about sports.
That much is obvious. That much is so obvious.
Secondly, I trust that she cares about privacy issues, about herself, about others, And if there is any problem, I trust she will use her best judgment to come up with the best solution. At this, we need to respect her. We need to respect her privacy. Now, if you do not trust the letter conveyed by CGTN, is there anyone in the whole world who can rise up and say he or she does not trust the video conference between Peng Shuai on the one hand and the head of the IOC, Mr. Bach, on the other hand?
So, Victor,
To put politics beside us.
Yes.
We need to really look at this matter as it is, rather than maximize it or to try to get some other motives out of a very, very important thing.
Okay.
Let's respect Peng Shuai as a person, respect her privacy, and let's deal with this as it is.
All right. Victor, when I was trying to understand how the Chinese Communist Party is handling this situation, what you think of the crisis management, twice you've evaded that question and then put it back onto Peng Shuai and her privacy. Yacho, let's talk about this broader reaction in China and outside of China, what this means for women in China who want to say, I've had a situation where I've been sexually abused, where there is censorship, where anything can get taken down. Tell us more about that.
I think, you know, Peng Shuai's post only existed online for 30 minutes. But, during that 30 minutes, you see a lot of responses to that. I would say that it was extraordinarily inspiring. It's not that, you know, people don't know this happens to in China, that, you know, government officials sexually assault, sexually abuse or exploit the women who are in a, you know, lower power positions. So everybody knows that. But given, you know, the Chinese Communist Party's power is unaccountable, people are afraid of speaking up. Now this woman who's very famous and she's making this allegation against a very, very powerful Chinese man. I think people are absolutely inspired by that. And I think, you know, by having this post up, by speaking up, you know, it's going to inspire more women to come forward.
On YouTube, I'm going to put this to you later. On YouTube, Hermes asks, watching right now, does the Chinese Communist Party view the Me Too movement as a means to undermine Chinese culture? Is it seen as a threat?
I write in my book, Betraying Big Brother, that the Chinese government does see the feminist movement, which is growing. Actually, it's grown by leaps and bounds over the last few years. It has an enormous amount of momentum. The Chinese government definitely sees the feminist movement and the Me Too movement as a threat. Peng Shuai is, of course, very famous, but there are so many other women and marginalized people who are victims of sexual abuse who try to post, tell their stories, and they also get scrubbed from the internet, but then, you know, people don't ask where they are. So Peng Shuai's message, and may I just comment on Victor's claim that Peng Shuai wants privacy at that time. First of all, we haven't heard from Peng Shuai at all. So we don't know. I would argue that if she had wanted privacy, she would never have posted this very lengthy accusation of sexual assault by this very senior, powerful Communist Party official in the first place. So she does not want privacy. I think she wants people to know what she's suffered, and she acted out of desperation. But I might add that many, many other, countless other women, members of the LGBTQ plus community, other marginalized people in China have suffered also, and we never hear from them because they are very aggressively censored from the internet as well. The Chinese state media does barely reports on the Me Too movement at all because it is seen as a threat. The government is also carrying out a brutal crackdown on feminist activists over the past few years, ever since 2015, when it jailed five feminist activists. Those activists at that time were merely trying to celebrate International Women's Day by handing out stickers about sexual harassment. And so I think that the very clumsy, just incredibly awkward, bizarre way that Beijing is trying to manage the propaganda around Peng Shuai is going to backfire. And it is going to galvanize. In fact, it's already galvanizing a lot of members of China's feminist community.
A very specific question here from our audience, Victor. Does the Chinese Communist Party intend to investigate this matter, this allegation? Will it ever be investigated, Victor?
Before I answer your question, allow me to say that so-called sexual harassment does not just exist in one country or one culture. It is a universal phenomenon. If we use the same logic or the same way of critiquing about this particular issue, we could be mad about allegations launched against the sitting president of the United States about 1 year ago, between 2017 to 2021. It involved the former presidents of the United States, involved the sitting governor of New York, it involved the prince in the United Kingdom,
so
for example.
Let me just refocus, Victor. Let's refocus, though, because you help us understand what is happening in the Chinese Communist Party. Absolutely, yes, goes without saying. We should be angry about every woman who is sexually abused, wherever they are in the world, whoever does it to them. Absolutely. Victor, I want to refocus you, though, on what is happening in China with high-level party officials. Will this allegation ever be investigated?
Listen to me. When you talk about a situation like this, the principal parties involved will be the most important. And in this particular case, what matters the most is Peng Shuai herself. So let's give time. You do not need to rush through the process. Justice is not instant, for example. So let's give Peng Shuai time. Let's respect Peng Shuai as a person, as an athlete, as a celebrity, as a Chinese national. Now, right, just now, Lita said she should be encouraged.
Let me just bring in Yao Chou, Victor, because I hear what you're saying, Victor. I'm just going to bring in Yao Chou so that she can add some of her thoughts to the matter. Go ahead, Yao Chou. Please weigh in.
Well, I think given, you know, the magnitude of the situation, especially the Zhang Gaoli's higher in the hierarchy of the Chinese Communist Party, I don't think it's likely. Regardless whether an investigation is likely or not, first, stop censoring, you know, any discussions on the Chinese internet. If the Chinese government has any faith or genuine desire to have this case to be heard and prosecuted or investigated fairly, then let's start it first by, you know, stop censoring the discussions online.
I'm going to bring in one more voice later, and then I'll come right back to you. This other voice is drawing a line between this current crisis and scandal involving Peng Shuai and upcoming Olympics. There's going to be the Beijing Winter Olympics, and there will be the Beijing Summer Olympics as well. What is the impact of this kind of scandal on the Olympics, which is a sporting event with an athlete who is really, very well known around the world? Here's Caroline to add her comment.
The Chinese authorities have made every effort to systematically silence the Me Too movement in the country. Survivors of sexual abuse are routinely ignored and often harassed and targeted when they do speak out. The lack of transparency around what's happening right now with Peng Shuai will only serve to fuel this culture of fear and self-censorship that is so prevalent in China today. As the host of the upcoming Winter Olympics, the Chinese government has invited international attention. Now they need to demonstrate they can respond to international calls for transparency and accountability. Peng Shuai's allegations must be fully investigated. Evidence must be made available that she is not only safe, but that she is able to go anywhere she wants and say anything that she wants. Unless and until that happens, countries must think critically about what this situation might imply for the safety of any athlete intending to participate in the Winter Games.
Later, I've also got this comment here from Richard, who is watching our broadcast right now. He says the IOC is involved. You may remember that video call that the IOC had with Peng Shuai on Sunday. They're involved because they are worried about a diplomatic boycott. not an athletic boycott. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I think that we should actually pay attention to what the Women's Tennis Association has said. I mean, they've really made some very strong statements in response to Peng Shuai's disappearance and then and now her being trotted out by Beijing's propaganda apparatus to make everybody think that she's fine and to back off and give her privacy. So the IOC, I believe, is just really discredited itself even further by participating in this charade and saying that they are assured that Peng Shuai is fine. And I mean, it's really embarrassing. It's shameful. And I think that if we look at what the head of the WTA has said,
this is what they say. We expect this issue to be handled properly, meaning the allegations must be investigated fully, fairly, transparently, and without censorship. Let me just share this with Yao Cho. Is that likely to happen, Yao Cho?
I think what's important for us is for the international community to keep voicing our opinion and, you know, to question the validity of the videos that are, you know, churned out by the Chinese Communist Party. I think that's what's important. You know, without that, I mean, an investigation is very unlikely.
I want to add something here because this is, Victor, you've talked to us often about how personal this is, a personal, private issue. And Andy is wondering something that I also wondered, particularly when Me Too situations are talked about, wherever they are in the world. Andy says that you're quite nonchalant in your attitude towards the whole harassment issue. What if it happened to somebody in your family?
Absolutely. Sexual harassment is wrong. In many cases, it's illegal. It needs to be dealt with very swiftly and properly. However, in each case, it is different. Each case involves ups and downs and details in facts, etc. So no two cases will be alike in sexual harassment, and details will matter the most. And in most countries, there is a process. There is a very, very well stipulated process to go through. If you do not believe me, just look at what a former president of the United States has gone through, that kind of process, and why we do not use the same kind of level and rigor and discipline to go over each of the cases. More than 2,000 women rose up to raise allegations about sexual harassment.
This is the first time I've ever heard you look to the U.S. for a model for what should happen in China. It really is a unique story and unique situation. I've never heard you say that before.
I used lots of U.S. models. There are good or bad models, etc. But I would mean each case is different. Each case needs to be respected. And we cannot just jump into conclusions. And what matters the most is, as I said, is Peng Shuai herself.
Yes, we go back to where you started. I hear you. All right.
She is alive. She is well. She spoke to the chairman of IOC. And now allow me to add another point. Tennis is going to stay in China, regardless of whatever that has happened. WTA will be in China for decades to come. Why? The most important thing is the Chinese people love tennis, and the Chinese people want to have WTA to stay in China. That's the only thing that matters eventually. That's the most quintessential thing.
I am fascinated by what the WTA would have to say to that. They are demanding an investigation. Yao Cho, very quickly, in a sentence, what have we learned from this situation so far?
I mean, I'm very inspired by Peng Shuai's, courage. I'm also very inspired by how many women in China are supporting her outside or inside China, despite the risks. And also, I mean, inspired by WTO's, firm stance to support Peng Shuai.
Yao Cho, thank you so much. And Victor, thank you for your perspective. Later, thank you. And YouTubers for your comments and questions as well. Appreciate you. I'll see you next time. Thanks for watching, everybody. Take care.